Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. This is episode 38. Super exciting week. Trials and Iron Banner on the way back. Joining me this week is Brian Malkowitz.
Hey, guys.
Sean Finnegan.
Hello.
And I am Destin Legarry, the host. Hi, everybody.
Boo.
How you doing, man?
Super excited. I am excited. God, it's so nice to come in here and just be positive about Destiny things and not like... We'll get into some critiques later, but the run of the show is going to be Trials and Iron Banner. Super excited about both of those things making a comeback. The hunt for Sleeper Simulant. How are we going to find this thing? And other exotic comments.
No one knows yet.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the raid drop system and how we feel about it. So let's start right away. The big news this week is yesterday it was revealed that Iron Banner will be coming back on October 13th and Trials of Osiris will be coming back on the 16th.
Finally, man.
Did you guys like these modes?
Absolutely. I love Iron Banner, and I really, really like Trials because it's like the competitive mode, you know? And I'm really looking forward to seeing how the new subclasses play out in that like 3v3,
right?
Highly competitive, teamwork-oriented play style.
So for me, Iron Banner is super laid back because you can run in solo and just do your bounties, and you'll hit rank 5 before the end of the week, right? So as long as you do your bounties every day, you're pretty good. They're changing things a little bit. Let's go over a few of the list here. First of all, power still matters, and we're adjusting the damage curves to work with new measurement systems, according to Bungie. That's going to be weird. So like, if I'm 304 and somebody's 309, how much of a power advantage do they have over me? Like, is it like every 10 levels? Because who was it? Not Lars. Luke Smith was saying that if you're above 300, like you're not doing any more damage if you're 310 or if you're 302.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
interesting.
But that's about raid mechanics, not about PvP, which is a different system.
Right.
So that's a little concerning for me. Going down the list about other things, the tempered buff is now automatically applied and continues to grow in effectiveness each day of event. So that's interesting. So you don't really have a tempered buff at all. Now it just increases.
It's also it's good that you don't have to pick it up anymore because there were times that I forgot to pick it up.
Oh yeah,
you know, and that's played a whole bunch of matches and was like, oh.
So if it's automatically there, what's the point of it?
Exactly, that's what I'm wondering. Anyway, the alt catch up.
Well, the point is still be able to get rep faster, right?
Why isn't it just? I think what he's saying is,
why don't you just gain the rep faster?
Why don't you just automatically have the gain rep faster and like a buff not be a thing?
Yeah, it's not a thing. It's just increase the percentage of buff or
I think it's just
XP
something tangible for us
get.
To be like, yeah.
Maybe
we're
it does
going
something
faster.
Else.
Yeah,
it
weird.
Could be. Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, the alt catch up buff and iron medallion mechanics are unchanged. I don't know what the alt catch up buff was, actually. Potential match completion rewards now include both weapons and armor matching the same items available from Lord Saladin during each event. that's awesome because now you don't have to buy everything necessarily.
You can, but you can. If you're not getting what you want, thanks to Jesus.
On that note, gear purchased from Lord Saladin now requires legendary marks instead of glimmer. That's a little concerning because most items, like the good stuff, is like 150 marks, and legendary marks are kind of a harder to acquire commodity. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not incredibly difficult, but if I'm running three characters, how am I going to farm the legendary marks to buy the gear?
Are legendary marks shared across characters?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So you can only have two. They need to up the amount that you can have.
So, I mean, okay, if you do both daily PvPs in the daily story, that's, what was that,
like
35?
90? There's 50. There's 15 per daily, what's daily story, right?
I thought one was 10. Well, one PvP is 10. The next one's 15. The story, I think, 15. Is 15.
Sorry, I was including the weekly strikes.
Yeah, and plus the weekly strikes.
You can run that three times on one character.
Up to 15, right? Yeah. Up to 15 marks. And then another, and then what's the nightfall?
Nightfall, I think it's 15. I still think it's 15. Yeah.
So you can get potentially 55-ish marks per character if you do it every week.
One
piece.
So what I think they're going to do...
Yeah, one piece if you do three characters.
I think they're going to reduce the expense legendary mark-wise for the gear. Because you've already did all that work.
I think the cap is useless at 200, especially if...
Agreed.
It needs to go away.
It needs to go away.
You have three characters and the cap's 200? That's ridiculous. We had three characters and they all could have 200 before.
When they lifted the cap of 200 per week, or no, 100 per week, right?
Yeah.
Was what it was. And now you're lifting that cap and now we're sitting at 200. What's the point of that if we can
It's not even enough for 100 per character.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's silly.
Yeah. Anyway, some of the other things, drop rates have been increased and are intended to be the primary source of rewards for Iron Banner. If you don't get what you're hoping for, you have the option to visit Lord Saladin instead.
You think all those gear drops will drop at 280 like they are when you buy
them? Probably.
I'm going to hold reserves on
that. Well, we actually don't know what the gear is going to drop at. It could be 310 gear.
Really?
That would make it very coveted. You know, like people would really want that stuff.
It would make sense right in time for Trials of Osiris for everybody to be 310, but... I mean, I don't think 310.
New emblems have been added to his inventory. Yeah. All new bounties, including 9 daily bounties, 3 per day, and 3 new weekly bounties, which reward legendary marks. So that's how you're getting your marks.
Good.
Recommended light level is 230 at least. Only level 40 guardians can lead a fire team.
So 230 is a little weird.
So all pretty standard. The thing is, how are the light levels going to work? How many legendary marks are these things going to cost, and how many are we going to get for these bounties? Because if it's 100, what is it? The helm's 150.
Yeah, they're all like 150.
Everything else is 75. So chest and legs, and arms are 75. Legs are also 75.
I think it's all going to be the same amount.
Yeah,
as Vanguard and Crucible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 150 for that helm, dude. That's what everybody wants. That's the coolest piece. Is the helmet, right?
I haven't seen it.
They have an image on the Bungie.net.
Is it really cool looking?
Yeah, it's all really, really cool looking. Like I don't like the hunters. The hunter has like a wolf head. And
I have seen that.
Yeah, we saw a few of the with some like teaser reveals. They've showed off some Iron Banner, some Iron Banner gear.
Good. Yeah. Finally, hunters can be the ones who don't look cool.
Yeah.
Time of the Titan.
Yeah. Yeah, the Titan looks the best. He kind of reminds me of the guy from Monty Python. It's like, your leg's off. No, it isn't. Or your arm. Yeah. Moving on, though, let's talk a little bit about Trials of Osiris. So Trials of Osiris is coming back on the 16th, and Derek Carroll, one of the design guys for multiplayer, talked a little bit about it. Trials gear will now drop exclusively as end-of-match rewards for winning teams. That's great. But that's a little confusing because later they say there is a bounty system. Where is it? Brother Vance now has trials bounties available each weekend to provide players with a way to get sweet trials gear, even if they're not reaching the lighthouse. That's cool. The very first thing you say, though, is exclusively drop as end of match rewards for winning teams.
Well, so you know how prior...
there's two sets, I guess, maybe.
Well, but you know how you could get Trials of Osiris drops just for winning your first 8 matches? Like, at any time, during any of those wins, you had a chance to get
it was just
drops.
Gear, though. I've never seen weapons drop from that.
Yeah, I think that's what they're referring to here.
Got it. All right.
Trials gear will now drop exclusively as end of the match rewards.
Are they doing away with tier rewards now?
Tier?
Like, you know, you spend the... like if you,
it seems like it. It seems like you get them from bounties and stuff.
Bounties,
so, like, you don't have to go to Brother Vance to get your stuff.
Right.
The more you win, the better drops will be. There's no need to return to Brother Vance, so there you go.
Okay, well, that makes
all
sense.
Rewards come directly to you. Passage coins still drop for the losing team. Trials is about winning. but coins can help make it easier. Trials Passages now have a details page containing your active buffs. You won't be able to add buffs once you've started your trial, so you got to buy them up front. What people would do is they would buy their two of the packages, and then the one that forgives a loss, they'd buy it around 7 or 8 wins, because
that's
when you don't want to lose it. Yeah. You can't do it now. You got to buy it all.
Because you almost always, at least when you're running with a good crew, you almost always win like the first 5 or 6 matches.
Yeah. And then you don't want to lose on like match 8.
Then you get stacked up with the teams that are really good, and you're just like, I don't want to lose this match.
Yeah. Players that go undefeated on their passage will continue to be invited to the Lighthouse. Players may continue to play in trials past 9 wins, but they won't get any better gear. So you must get a complete set. If you go to 9-0.
Not in one.
It sounds like
thing,
it.
Right?
If you're not going to get better gear, then.
Well, what's the point?
Oh, so you're at 9 wins. You're going to keep getting that 9 win really good gear drop, but nothing better.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything better than what. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing beyond that deck that's better than what you can get from the Lighthouse, right?
Yeah. Regular Crucible bounties still valid in trials. We will attempt to match up teams with similar win counts. If you have 1 win, we will try and match you with another team with only 1 win. If you have 8 wins, you're going up against another team. That's going to, oh my God, it's already,
that's
trials
good.
Is so stressful already.
I like that, that's though, exciting. Because you want to be playing against the best.
That's the whole point of it.
Another note on there, if we can't find a high quality match, we will loosen the win requirements first. In other words, we will not prioritize wins over low latency matches. So you're going to get a good match. Overtime timer and elimination will now show at 0 instead of stopping at 1 when time expires.
Was this a problem?
It was just a weird bug, it sounds like.
I never had this problem.
Teammate and enemy revives now have distinct audio cues. Recommended minimum light is 290. Only guardians with at least 251 can lead a fire team. Sorry, I wanted to get through all that. So, overall thoughts on Iron Banner and Trials. Let's start with Iron Banner.
Truthfully, I mean, it sounds like a bunch of minor changes that will all add up to a slightly different experience that's better for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything major being changed here that's like game-breaking or changing for either Trials or Iron Banner that I can see.
I already kind of made clear my concerns with Iron Banner. You know, the Legendary Mark system, how's that going to work? Why are we capped at 200?
Yeah, but all that stuff applied to just the Legendary Mark system and not necessarily Iron Banner. It's like even before Iron Banner and Trials, people are having trouble figuring out how to acquire marks and where to spend them because you can't hold all that many.
So another thing, when I was running one character, like I had like 190 marks. I'm like, I don't want to buy any of this 280 crap.
Yeah.
You know, like what am I going to do? Buy it so I can clear my marks and then shard it so I get 3 more marks? It's dumb.
I mean, still had that problem.
Increase the cap.
Yeah,
the cap
before,
needs to be
before Legendary Marks, we still had that problem of like, well, I'm going to spend these just to spend them because I'm not going to gain any more.
Yeah, I just stopped doing the daily and the weeklies because it's just like, I don't need any of this stuff.
Right.
You know, there's no point to it. How do you feel about Iron Banner, Brian?
I think it's going to be fun. I mean, that was my favorite mode from, you know, when your gear matters. Trials of Osiris, I like it, but
stressful.
It's very stressful.
It's very stressful.
Yeah. And Iron Banner, like you were saying, it's very laid back. I'm just hoping that the gear drop rates are going to be as good as they're saying they're going to be.
Here's a question. Do you think you're going to see in Iron Banner Mayhem Clash and Rift and those new playlists?
I think it's going to be Control. I think they're keeping it to Control. I don't think they're going to change it to be anything else.
Yeah, they specifically say Control, right? You know, like in the headline to Iron Banner says prepare to control the zones, and don't mention anything else about Rift or Mayhem.
I actually, Control is my favorite mode, but I do like the objective or like just different objectives like Rift and stuff.
What's the new one? Control the zones.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty
cool. Zone control. Yeah, I actually hate that.
I didn't care for it. I mean, Iron Banner. I wish it would like just branch out and try other things. I mean, I don't see why we can't do Clash or Mayhem.
I think for me, it's just really comfortable being, you know, that it's you have to hold the points and then fight everybody. Yeah. Because it's
easy. Zone control or control?
For me, Iron Banner's super laid back. Because, like, you hit a good light level, you can just go in and play. You know, you don't need to, like, hyper-analyze anything for Iron Banner. You know, but with Trials, everything matters. The gear, the amount of intellect, your amount of discipline, you know, or strength, if for some reason you run strength. Maybe hunters do. But, all that stuff is super important, you know?
I'm really just looking. I mean, we got to figure out what the new sniper is, right?
Yeah, the new sniper.
1,000-yard stare.
It was Praetus Revenge for me because it's like, pop, pop.
So that's dead. The thing is, like, Praetus was always really strong because you could spec it so that it had 6 shots in the mag, which was amazing.
Yeah.
nowadays, I guess, what are people using nowadays for PvP? Is it
Thousand Yard Stare? Yeah.
I have one of those, but not with a very good roll.
They all only have four. I have the Dead Orbit Sniper, and I have, like, 4,000-yard stairs. So, like, I'm set up for a sniper loadout. Yeah. I just got to pick one, you know, the best PvP one. I really like the changes to Trials of Osiris, personally. I think it's good. I think the Brother Van stuff where you had to get tier rewards was a little weird. It kept you coming back.
Oh, well, I guess, you know? Yeah. So I kind of liked it because it felt like there were a lot of people out there who couldn't get to more than 5 wins or 7 wins or whatever. So
well,
you
that's
were
probably what the bounties are going to be. Just you can turn that in from your screen. You get a helm.
Right. You know? So that's the thing.
It made it easier.
It was giving people rewards who couldn't get all the way to 9-0, which is good. But if they're going to do that anyway, just through winning your first, second, third match, whatever, even if you don't go 9-0, then that's a good way of doing it, too.
Yeah,
maybe
true.
Perhaps a better way.
Right.
Any final thoughts on the multiplayer announcements?
Yes. I like it when Iron Banner and Trials are at the same time because regular Crucible is like easy mode.
Yeah.
You go to regular Crucible and none of the good players are playing regular Crucible during those two events.
They're all playing the big boy games.
They're playing Iron Banner or Trials.
Yeah.
It's like, man, these guys are easy to kill.
You got a last word bounty, jump into Crucible at that time.
Mm-hmm. My only thing is on Trials, I love the year one helmets and the loadout, and I never got the helms. For Trials, like
that
I just
sucks.
And I'm like, oh my god, like what if they change the helmets and I'm just never going to be able to get those awesome helmets. I think what they should do, even with Iron Banner, I think what they should do is allow you, like, okay, you want to purchase the helm, which aesthetic version do you want? Because Iron Banner's already changed 3 times. Right, so this is like the 3rd set of gear.
I've said this a bunch of times, but I think that Destiny really needs some form of transmogrification for you Diablo people out there. It's just the ability to, if you've discovered gear before, any gear,
helmet, but I want it to have this, you know,
thing. Basically you can make any helmet you have look like any other helmet you've discovered at a price, so it costs, but you can do it over and over
again. Function like, you mean?
No, look like it's the same helmet. You get the same perks, same buffs, same whatever, same stats. It just looks like a different one.
Is it the Centurion helmet that looks really bad? Is that what it's called? I forget.
Yeah.
It's like I like the helm, but I hate the look of it.
Yeah.
Eternal Warrior. That's
yeah. Eternal Warrior.
About.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. It's like
it's a great helm,
but it
ugly
looks terrible.
As
so it's like
so. I would like that's the thing is I'm one of those guys who like I want to have the best gear, but I also want to look really really cool.
Yeah.
And that is such an ugly helmet that I never even bought it because I was like, never will I ever use that.
I don't think it's that bad, but
nope,
I know
terrible.
Where you're coming from. I know you where you're coming from.
You can change it to pink
though.
Now, though, if you'd
oh
like.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah. But, yeah, so if I could make that look like the Trials helmet, for instance, the old one, the Helm of Exile for the Titans, looks so cool, and that would be awesome.
All right, guys. Next up, let's talk about the raid drop system. Brian, you had a story about one of your experiences. I have one also.
It just comes down to the Moldering Shards. I mean, you know, you need to do 2 raids to get at least 20. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, you get extra rewards.
That's what it says. So if you get 20, you don't have to do 2, by the way. You can do 1.
Okay, you can do 1.
If you do, like, every single thing.
If you
thing.
Do all the secret chests and everything. But it says you get extra rewards. It doesn't say
you
have a chance to.
You can buy them from Aeris also.
You can. Yeah.
It's like a guaranteed thing.
It's supposed to be guaranteed. You get something really good that you don't have yet. So, liars.
So my first time through the raid, I get is a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, cool, shotgun. So I'm like, next time I go to the second raid, the second time I do the raid, I have like 23, 25 Moldering Shards. I'm like, all right, I'll get something extra on top of what my loot drops. So the loot drops after we kill orcs, I get another shotgun. That's it. And I'm like,
what happened to the extra?
And then I'm like, did they take my Moldering Shards? Look at the Moldering Shards. I'm down to 3. And I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving
me
nothing.
I bet it was at a lower light level than the one you had.
It was actually higher.
Okay.
And then I dismantled it accidentally.
Let me tell you about my raid experience this week. So, running through about the first encounter where you have to do the plates, I get another Titan Sash that I already had, lower light level. I'm like, all right, dismantle. Like, I don't need that. Do War Priest.
Warpiest.
Yeah, Warpiest.
Warpiest.
I get the Ghost Shell, which I already had at a lower light level. And then I do Oryx, takes 20 of my Moldering Shards, and I get another Titan Sash.
The same one.
At a lower light level than the one I'm wearing. And I'm just like, there's two primaries I don't have. I don't have the sniper rifle. I don't have the fusion rifle. I don't have the heavy weapon. I don't have a chest piece. I don't have a helmet. You took my 20 moldering shards and gave me another sash? Like, come on.
There's been a lot of issues with this randomization stuff. Just the other day, I saw a video on Reddit of a guy being like, the perk system, randomized perks on weapons, is working as intended. It's a photo. It's like a video of
slide,
him.
Slide, slide, slide.
Yeah, with a shotgun that has two knee pads on it. So and he's just like, I didn't know that the drops were that random. It seems like that can't be working as intended,
no,
right?
No.
There's
like,
no
it's
way.
Worse when it didn't stack. Because the guy was sliding around
stack.
And it looked normal. It's like, oh, that sucks. So
well,
it's
they
not,
don't
he's
stack.
He's not extra sliding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be funny if it did stack, though. You could just like slide like across
he
the wall.
Slides through the whole map.
Yeah.
You just see somebody like, you're just like running, and then you see someone go, shoo.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah, that
yeah,
would be
that's
awesome.
Really funny.
Yeah, I mean, I think that so I'm actually a little bit more forgiving of the raid loot system. I don't think it's that bad, right? Like, I think that there's always an element of randomization. That's what keeps people coming back. But a system that's designed to give you extra rewards, like the moldering shards, one, it should work 100% of the time, and two,
it should work as it says it works,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
Or at least change the text to a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a chance.
So at least
yeah.
you have the right expectation.
Right.
But the expectation in here is that you get an extra drop on top of the drops that you're already getting for the boss at the cost of the moldering shards.
Yeah, I only got one drop, by the way.
Yeah, see,
I didn't get an extra drop.
So this
I got one drop at a lower light level than the light level I was at, and a lower light level than that particular piece of equipment that was
so
equipped.
So I also
ridiculous.
Think that that system should have an algorithm built in where at least it does like a cursory scan of
yeah.
what you're wearing in your inventory to be like, okay, well, we'll weigh this a little bit higher percentage
yeah.
to drop because he doesn't have it yet.
Oh, he's
so you're not getting the same gear over and over
Let's
again.
Let's give him a 304 at least. You know,
so,
like help him feel like, oh, okay, well, I didn't get what I wanted, but at least it's a little bit better.
At least your light level,
I've done
too.
The raid.
At least, yeah.
I've done the raid three or four times now to completion, and I've gotten two hand cannons and two shotguns. And actually one fusion rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a lot of weapons. I've
I like
dismantled,
the pulse a lot.
I've literally
yeah,
dismantled all of them.
Yeah.
You like the pulse?
I love the
yeah,
pulse.
Yeah,
I hate
it,
the pulse.
Because of the firefly.
Firefly.
Of the firefly.
And it's, in Cocoon.
It's great for a crowd.
Firefly.
Its charge time is
oh, you mean,
so
no, no,
terrible.
You mean the fusion rifle. Then.
That's what I said.
You said pulse.
We're talking,
oh,
about, we're pulse. Talking about the pulse.
Oh, I'm
rifle.
Not talking about pulse.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
have the pulse.
The pulse rifle is really good.
The fusion rifle is terrible.
Yeah, I haven't touched fusion rifle.
In fact, I think all of the weapons. I don't have the pulse yet, or the
really
auto
good.
Rifle,
mm-hmm.
but I think that all of the fusion and of the shotgun and of the hand cannons, I think they're all terrible.
So here's what I hear is good. Sniper's supposed to be good.
Cool.
The scout's supposed to be really good, and the heavy machine gun.
Cool.
Oh, I have the rocket launcher also, by the way, but not the machine gun.
I just love the cocoon perk that they all have.
The health regen thing?
Not the health
I wish
regen,
it was like
the,
5 seconds instead
you,
of 10
if
seconds.
If you spend all your mag, you switch mm-hmm. to another weapon, and then your other mag will just reload for you
oh.
while you're waiting.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So it's like you can fire everything in an
I
ogre.
I always forget that.
And then
switch
like switch
to your
shotgun,
then you switch,
keep shooting,
spend
keep shooting,
it,
keep
then
shooting,
then
and then
you
come back and it's reloaded. Yeah.
And I think it takes like 4 or 5 seconds of it being stowed.
Nice.
I think it's
I would
10
love,
seconds.
I would love to have the sniper. So like snipe, 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 go back to, well, actually I use Touch of Malice now because it wrecks everything.
I don't
especially
have it
if
yet.
You, especially if you're fighting orcs and
yeah.
you have the aura.
Did you see the video of somebody that does Blessing of Light with Touch of Malice on Skolas?
Weapons?
No, Blessing.
Blessing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he does Blessing,
oh.
and for some reason, he kills Skolas. Like, they get him, like, vulnerable. They kill him before the first cycle.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah, with just one Touch of Malice. And a level 40, like, highlight level character.
That's awesome.
Cool. I cannot wait
there.
To
I'm
do
my
it myself.
There. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I'm working on the quest. I'm slow. I keep putting off all of my quests.
I just have to get the calcified fragments. And
see, that's the thing. Is like, I don't want to go running around the Dreadnought.
Getting the 50 flakes is horrible, but there is a mission that Eris gives you, like, 10 or 15.
Oh, snap. I need
yeah.
to do that.
Medium flakes,
but
yeah.
you only get it. Yeah. So you can buy those moldering shards from
You can, but just, like, 2,500
yeah.
glimmer plus black wax idol.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I spent all my black wax idols
those,
on the
though.
Tier 2
yeah.
Things because I needed the calcified fragments to get Touch Malice. So yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, so maybe I should save those
runes.
Then.
Yeah, save your black wax idols.
Yeah.
Anyway, so overall, how do you feel about the loot draft system? Sean, you kind of...
I think it's
think
an
it's
improvement
okay.
over how we've been treated in the past. Not perfect, though.
I think the Crota raid drop system was perfect.
Yeah.
Except for Crota.
Yeah.
Crota. A lot
Except
of people don't have
that
Crux
one.
Of
was,
yeah, never
yeah,
did
that.
That
was a big
two,
problem for a lot of
and
people.
And I still don't want it.
Yeah. Still don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a marginal improvement. I still think people are going to complain no matter what, right? Like, as long as there's some random element in there, people are going to complain.
Yeah.
I do think that the moldering shard thing breaking, like, that can't be working as intended.
I mean,
so
that,
that's probably
the system
a bug
in the
raid
has been fine for me. Mm-hmm. It's just that moldering shard thing just kind of ticked.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much great stuff in the Taken King content, you know, and it's just frustrating that with the raid, like, they're like, oh, you're going to have to work to, you know, get your light level up. And it's like, you didn't you learn your lesson with the initial Vault of Glass launch? Like, you're doing, it's the same problem, except it's with your light level.
Yeah.
Fix it, guys. Like, come on. You're making same mistakes. Again, like, you know better. You should have learned. Yeah. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. Moving on, let's talk about something that's been really fun. Exotic quests, just in general, are great.
Yes.
One exotic we have not been able to find yet is the Sleeper Simulant.
The elusive Sleeper
All
Simulant.
All kinds of crazy conspiracy theories going on about
this gun.
Which
is actually really cool.
Yeah,
because,
it's very cool.
I mean, like, I see a lot of it on Reddit and a lot of people getting hatred for it, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, this is how things are found, is by people creating theories.
Well, yeah, so that's the thing is, like, the guys who discovered the Black Spindle quest, like, they did that by experimenting in the daily story. Like, they just took a when you were supposed to take
a left.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, we're going to go, why don't we go check out and see if Tanix is there?
Yeah, because,
or
like,
one of his buddies, like, was screwing around, and he ran totally the wrong direction and went up to the catch.
Oh, man. See, that's what's so cool about it.
Because that was random. That's kind of
cool. So, like, I actually think that this is really cool. It seems like, in the past, you kind of got exotics either from Xur or by completing the weekly Nightfall. That was basically
Which
the only way
about.
To... Yeah. That was the only way to really acquire exotics. Now it seems like Bungie's taken a really cool new approach in that most of the exotics you discover, at least it seems like most of the exotics for year two that you discover, are hidden within quests that you're going to have to kind of, like, you know, figure out as you play along. And I think that's really interesting because it makes them more valuable or seem more valuable.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I haven't really gotten a lot of exotic, like, drops just randomly yet.
No,
or any at all.
I don't think I've gotten actually any exotic drops since Taken King except for when using Three of Coins.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't even gotten one using Three of Coins.
Really?
I ran like 30 strikes last week, and using a Three of Coins every time, not a single one. I'm just super unlucky.
You also got to, like, if you're doing it too, like, just pop the Three of Coins right before the boss because there is, like, a timer.
There's I thought it was just, I thought it stayed active until...
It stays active. The thing, no, there's not a timer to where it goes away. It's just there's a timer in between ultra kills for its effectiveness. If you're killing bosses ultras too fast, then it's going to be less effective each time.
So, I mean, is it more effective though? So I know that they diminish the chance that when you stack the Three of Coins, they diminish the chance that you get for getting an exotic. Is it still worth stacking, or do you still use just
no,
one?
No, don't stack it.
Don't use
just
more
run
than
a
one
strike,
coin at a time.
Run a strike, get your drop on the final boss, pop another one.
I actually don't think you're supposed to pop one right after, because if you're rapidly killing bosses, then it's less
effective. Just do it before you get to the boss.
Before you get to a boss.
On each strike, and then it's fine, yeah.
Yeah, but the hunt for Sleeper Simulant is particularly interesting because I don't know if you guys saw this Reddit thread, but there are people unlocking things like through the Book of Worms, which I think you need to have a key to open a chest to get. I've seen like the worm sort of like chests on the
Worm Singers. Mm-hmm.
Chest
of Ur and
all of those different chests. Yeah.
So here's a quote actually about Sleeper Simulant. Sorry to interrupt you guys, but in order to unlock this gun, players first have to collect relics of the Golden Age. Excuse me, which have been scattered across various locations of Destiny. After players bring these pieces back to Banshee 44, the Tower's Gunsmith, the ancient artifacts trigger a memory in the ancient Exo Gunsmith. He will invite players on an odyssey to repair and reactivate one of the Taken King's most striking exotics. So we've gotten a few of those.
But here's the question. People are taking that quote and saying, aren't the relics that have been dropping, don't they say Dark Age relics and not Golden Age relics?
That's true. So where do we get the Golden Age relics? That's the question.
Maybe that's
We're not
that's
sure
not
yet.
Available yet.
But remember in the Collector's Edition, were you the one who did that unboxing?
Which one? Yes.
The Collector's Edition unboxing with Fran. Yeah. So like there's this map, right? And on the back of the map, it has like a little insignia or inscription that kind of like hints that it may be, because on the front of the map is the Sleeper Simulant.
Uh-huh.
And on the back, there's this giant map and it kind of like gives you weird hints and like locations all throughout Destiny's world.
That's for an emblem.
Oh,
so we know
that's
for an
cool.
emblem. Yeah.
But the point is, like, there's all these different players look like basically taking like way too close of a look at every single detail of different mm-hmm. like Grimoire cards and stories and all that stuff that are in Destiny's lore, and kind of trying to piece together this little puzzle to see if we can get any sort of sense of where to even start looking for this weapon. Mm-hmm. And I think that's awesome. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let other people do it. And then when they find it, I'll follow them.
I know
them,
the Slipper Simulian is in with Rasputin in his bunker.
Yeah.
Just based on people, the design of that thing, it's just like, it's in here somewhere.
People do say that it's like a Rasputin thing.
It's got to be.
I would love to see Rasputin somewhere. Like,
well, there's all sorts of new
something.
Storytelling with Rasputin, too, right? Yeah. Like with the new strike and stuff, the saber strike, and then just like kind of all the things you're doing to, get him back on your side or like work with him. It seems like, it's something like that.
So overall, like, I don't know, like, I almost question if we're ever going to figure this out. Like, I feel like we're going to need to be given a hint or something, you know?
No, someone will figure it out.
Somebody will, but it's going to be, like, in 6 months or something. And then by then, like, so, like, I love collecting exotics, and, like, that's kind of the draw. You know, like, oh, I got the super rare one I've been waiting for. Like, I lost my mind for Hawkmoon when I finally got it. And now it's just kind of like, none of that really mattered. And now there's one we can't even find. So should I even worry about getting all the exotics? I'm not too worried. I'm not as worried about it as I used to be.
So I am on your side. I'm actually not all that worried about it either. But I do, like, I do love the idea of pursuing one through, like, not just random means, right? Yeah. Like, before it was like, do strikes, do the Nightfall, buy things from Xur, and you'll maybe get what you want.
Pop the chest and go.
Now it's like you have to work to achieve it, which I think is really cool. Mm-hmm. Because other people will go way out of their way to do it, and then when they do, they'll let everyone else know how to do it, and then I will do it as well.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm going to do. But I think that's kind of a bummer. I really miss the exciting moments of, like, downing Atheon and getting Gallahorn for the first time.
You still have that chance, though, right? There are still exotics that randomly drop off bosses.
Yeah, but nothing is, like, exciting as Gallahorn, though. Like, Sleeper Simulant is not going to be a gun that drops from the raid. So you're like, oh, I got Sleeper Simulant.
Well, we know that about Sleeper Simulant, but what about the other ones? Like, if you look at the collections in the exotic...
There's no desirable weapon that, like,
that we
drops.
Know of, at least.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that we know of.
Because there are some hidden exotics that aren't even... on the blueprint screen, like there's like, there's like grayed out engrams, but there are
and there's
some
two
that
columns.
Are
there's like specials, and then specials you got to do something weird for, like the black spindle and stuff. It's really interesting.
Well, I kind of like that because think about it before. Like, I think they were trying to solve the Gallahorn problem where there were people.
I don't think that was a problem. It was
there were people
such
who played
a
like
moment.
but there were people who played like 20 hours and got a Gallahorn. And then there were people that played like 2,000 hours and got a Gallahorn. And yeah, it's really cool when you get it, but...
That's why the
I don't
weapon's
think you
legendary.
Should, you shouldn't... But it shouldn't be left entirely up to chance, is what I'm saying. And before it was, and now at least you have like... Right, we know this weapon's out there, and now we have to kind of like figure out a puzzle to get it. I think that's cool.
Based on the footage that I've seen, though, I don't really care if I don't have it. It doesn't seem that great. It's like the exotics that dropped from Downing Skolas. I'm just like, Skolas isn't fun to do, and I don't get anything great from them. You know, like nothing like super desirable, and now they're worthless anyway. So I'm glad I didn't waste time on it. You know, that's a bummer. It's a bummer that that's the experience now. As
maybe,
opposed to like,
the thing
oh
is,
my God, I got this amazing weapon. Yeah. This is great.
Maybe we haven't seen Sleeper Simulant in its full power.
Yeah, I mean,
I
like,
doubt they would have revealed that entire weapon and then make it this secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also think that there's something else going on there. Yeah. Plus, I mean, we've seen very little of that weapon.
Yeah, we saw that gameplay video of it happening, but, I mean, we never saw the specs of the gun.
Yeah.
If that gun was fully leveled up, if it had its proper perk.
And even in that video, it did, like, a significant amount of damage.
It did a significant amount of damage, but, yeah.
Maybe it one-shots Oryx. No, I'm just kidding.
And just Oryx.
Yeah.
I also think it's kind of weird that you just, if you use Touch of Malice to kill Oryx, since that gun is Oryx.
Oh yeah,
it's weird.
Oh yeah, so there's also that little conspiracy.
It's a time
well, it's not a conspiracy because there's like Grimoire Square of like Oryx explaining that like spoilers that he it was intended on you killing him and that he was going to make that gun him.
Yeah,
really?
So
yeah,
there's another
Grimoire thing.
There's another little
Sorry
Reddit
to deviate
thread. Yeah,
from
no, I mean going on this, there's another little Reddit thread that's theorizing about like how this might have all been part of his plan.
Yeah, like this was part of his plan.
That's
and
awesome.
Like, and then like like Eris is in on it. Like she was trying to get you to kill him because she's with him
at the
and
end
stuff.
Of this
like, oh my
little,
god,
little
yeah.
spoiler territory, guys. Like at the end, she's like,
spoilers.
"You played your part. You played your part. Now I'm gonna play mine." And she takes that shard. And, like, makes a sword for you.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of
also,
weird
stuff.
Also,
look at her face.
I don't trust her.
She doesn't look like a trustworthy person to me.
I don't trust you anymore.
She's bleeding black tears
Which
at
is,
all times.
Which makes me hope that Destiny 2 goes, like, super deep into, like, storytelling instead of leaving it behind the wall.
I would love at the end of like all of the Destiny content, it ended up being this grand epic story that was way better than anyone could have imagined.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Bungie could be like, all you idiots out there telling us we needed more story, just...
There's story there. It's just hidden.
We had a plan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those idiots saying that they need more story. But I think they've taken a really good direction with this. Yeah. I think a lot of it is based on... It's not so linear. It's like you're discovering it as you go along, which is super cool.
Yeah. Guys, we got to wrap it up. All right. Thanks for joining me today on the show.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
If you guys like this show, you can go to iTunes and leave us a review. If you don't like it, you're probably not watching. So yet again, thank you for leaving a review if you do.
Or telling us that we still play this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, believe it or not.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people, especially now.
A lot more now. I see so many people in the tower now.
Tons of people in the office are playing. People are loving it, and it makes me very happy. I feel a little vindicated. Like, see, I told you.
And you're just like,
yeah.
Day one.
Yeah, right. If you want to get a shirt, you can go to go.ign.com/store. You can pick up a Fireteam Chat shirt or any of the IGN shows. And that's it. So, until next time,
Guardians out.
Nailed it.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.